Star Yudei Tovei Tzairuei, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. This Shabbos, Habal Eilu Tovei, is a very freilich Shabbos. It's Shabbos Mevorchim, Chayde Shvat, Mevorchim Chayde Shvat, Rosh Tovei Sameach. And to understand the Simcha of the coming of Chayde Shvat, let me just introduce a Medrash, Tamua B'Yosef, this week in Tanchum. Says the Medrash on the Pasuk, Ki Yedaber Aleichem Pari Leimur, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us, O Master, what is the Aloch? Misha Omed L'Spal, someone is standing there to davening, Ubo Nochash V'Nichshet, a snake came, a serpent came, and bit you. Mao Sheyafsi, could you stop davening? Kachshon Rabiseinu, it's a Mishnah, Mesach the Brachos, every school child knows, Ba'oimeid, B'tfilo, afilu melech shel b'shleimov, afilu nochosh, korach alakeva, ila yafzik. Right? If you don't stop, eat. First of all, shel zech the shayla, the glaring question. We're dealing here in Parshas Vayera. We're about to unfold seven makas here. What in the world does a very interesting halachan, a rachayim, a sechta brachos, right, about a snake that coils around your ankle, right? What do you do? What does it got to do with the makas here? Befrat, the Mishnah says, if the snake is coiling, the Lashon of a Tanchuma, it bit you. If it bit you, I would suggest you call Hatzalah. Immediately. Hello? The Gemara says we're talking about a Nochash. Yeah. What's going on? What's the talk? To understand this, let me just preface a bit of in this week's Haftarah. Pasuk Yecheskel, the end of the Haftarah, which is a Siyum, which Haftarah is always aim the theme of the Parsha. Says the Novi, Bayemu Atzmiya Keren Lebeis Yisrael, Ulecho Etin Pischim Peb Besuicham, V'yeidu Kehani Hashem. So the Mashkiach points out that Pischim Peb is Gimatria Chuyde Shvat. One of the Yisoides of the month of Shvat, Habolein Olotoyva, is the ability to articulate, to speak. Right? In other words, in last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is described as a kvat peh, kvat loshen, which we discussed. This week's parasha, he called himself an aral sfosayim. And the le'uma said, the refuah of the kvat peh, the kvat loshen, the aral sfosayim, is the inyan of shvat. Therefore, the Mashkiach says, aral sfosayim is gimatria rishchoy de shvat, and shvat b'milua is takim b'gimatria adni aral sfosayim. It's the refuah. Where do I see this? There's a klal gadol from the Chiddush Arim, which the Emes brings, the Yisrael brings. Whenever the rare occasion, when the Torah describes an event, the narrative, and it tells you the date that it took place, that day becomes la'adul ulmi elomim a yom skula for that inyan. Ash alkin by Rishchoy de Shvat, the pasuk says, Hoyil Moshe beiras haTorah zoyis par hetiv. Says the Medrash, what's going on here? Moshe tocha kvat peh kvat loshen aral sfosayim. Agans a sefer. Eila hadvorem asher diber Moshe. He was mevayres that they're bare hated. What was geschehen though? Now there's a pasuk which says, Eitz chayim marpe loshen, right? Torah restored the ability of Moshe to be articulate. And ever since then, the month of Shvat, Chodesh Shvat, is the le'uma, is the refuah for this kvat peh kvat loshen. Which is also connected. Last week we spoke about Shoivavim is an Indian of the Tikkun of the Bris Loshen, I mean, from negativity. Now look at it in the Gedra of Asei Tov, right? In the positive, the month of Shvat, which the Ikur of Shoivavim is in Shvat, is connected using Dibur for Kedusha Fatar, and therefore who is the Shevet of the month of Shvat? Osher. What do you know about Osher, amongst many other things? May Osher Shmeina Lachmai. Shmeina, we know, is the Indian of what? By the way, when is the yard side of Osher? Dalish Shvat. Shmeina, scramble the letters. What do you got? Mishnah, right? Therefore, what is the mazel of Shvat? Dli. Yes? Yes? Dli b'milui is 528, which is the amount of prokim there are in Mishnah. Yes? Because it's brought in Medrash Talpias in various forms that Osher ben Yankiv sits on the Pesach of Gehenim, and any Yid who learns Mishnah schleps him out. Because what else happened in the month of Shvat? L'shitas Rabbein Bechariah, whatever. Shvat was the month in which Makas Bora took place. Makas Bor is more almost couldn't legir sagro. The maka which is shakul and Rashi hini and again shalech as kol magei mazeh legir sagro refers to makas borod, right? Which maka is in the number of makas? Which number maka is borod? Seven. What is seven? Malchus. Those who daven nusafard will know malchus is peh. Teira shabal peh krin elo. We say a pasuk aliyo before Shabbos. Malchus is speech. Peh is therefore the whole month of Shvat shayvavim. Therefore the mevorchim chid shvat is gimatrio malchusay b'kabashol again yid of malchus. Connected borad. What do we know unique in the Makkah of Borod? The pasuk says Moshe had to go out of the city, which was Molei Gilulim, and he had to spread out his hands in supplication. Now becomes a new Indian in Tefillah by this Choshev Makkah, a new gather in if it's Kapov, it's Gimatria, Imakel Tshuva, a new gather, which is the whole connected that of Shevim. It's the Reishis Chachma brings in the Sharak Dusha. Pnei Hashem ba'uysira, a person who was poigim l'achas mirat zichram. Next pasuk, tzoaku v'Hashem shemeim, because dafka the inyan of dibur of kedusha, dibur in Torah, dibur in tefillah is the tikkun of shevet, right? Okay, whatever. There's a whole, I get a thousand other gematria. Just trust me. There's a million of ramadim. That's what I want to talk about today. So I see that shvat is kosher to dibur, to malchus, to osher, to dli, which is very much connected to this week's parsha. So I want to, just before I begin this year, what is the name of the parsha? Usually to understand something, a central theme, look at the name, Vo'era. Every school child knows the Balaturim. Vo'era is Gimatria Yitzchak. Yes? Why Yitzchak? Like it says in the whole, the schus of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says in Sforim, in Medrash Chazal, numerous places, in the schus of Ki Bi Yitzchak Ki Kor L'Chazora. If Yitzchak is 208, so what is B Yitzchak? Which is 210, Redu. The fact that Eden got out of Mitzrayim after 210 years was in the schus of Yitzchak. What? Where does Yitzchak come in the picture? Why not with the Yichud of Yitzchak? Chazal say in Yalkut, every one of the tzaddikim tofasu nosebi, everyone had their speciality. Yitzchak, who's the korban, who's avoido, right? He represents tefillah. You don't have to be a genius to work that out, right? By the way, where do you see in davening that Yitzchak and Rivka are connected? Tefillah. Where? Yeah. And Shechinat, Yitzchak and Rivka down for Yishor, and if you daven this looks far, it only works, right? Sorry, and Yitzchak and Rivka is gematria tefillah. You're not going to be a genius. And remember, Pari said, "Tikaved ha'avoda al hanoshim." Why? Why did he put the terrible burden of work? Says the Tzemach David of Dinav, the son of the Mnei Yisoscher, in order they should dav. Pari was scared that he understood that Hein am b'nei Yisrael rav ve'otzu mimenu. The otzum is gimatria dibur, mimenu is gimatria kol. He understood the koyach of tefillah. And he tried to distract Jews from davening, as the Akedas Yitzchak from Alexander and others for him, Dalesker and Lev Sameach and others for him. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say Vayar Es Onyenu, the precious Derech Eretz is Gimatria Tefillah 515. Right? They tried to distract us from davening. Okay, I can go. Now I understand a Medrash Tomu and Lekach Toiv. On the pasuk, this is parashiv lakachti eschem li la'om v'yitzi lechem l'likim zeshe omar akosur. It raises to another pasuk, Yishai amzu yotzar tili tilos yisapeder. What in the world? Because the whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, as every school child knows, I mentioned it last week, it said in Kitzvei Arizal that in Mitzrayim dibur wasn't golos. You couldn't articulate. You were under the sovereignty of a king called Pera, and the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim was enabled the Jews to be able to have a pisking Pe to open their mouth in Kedusha in Torah and Tefillah. And we have Pesach, as we said, time of davening, etc. And therefore Yitzchak Davka has a connection, because Yitzchak Yitzhak and Rivka came to Misakin, it says, and the Shaver brings to Misakin the Zuama of the Nochosh, we'll soon discuss why, who placed in Techavub, which creates a matzah that you can't articulate. By the way, what is the name? Why was Yitzhak called Yitzhak? What is Yitzhak, the name, denote? Very interesting. It's Midas, Yitzhak is the Midas Hadin, but the ironic thing is, he's called Al Shem Tzchoik Asalilikit. Yitzhak represents Simcha. Right? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Sfas Emes brings the Shem Tzchoik, the Nachman of Breslov brings the Kutimran, all the Sfarim say, it's a general Yisoid. If a person davens with Kavona and davens Erlich, right, then after davening he should be besimcha. The test, when it says in Chazal, "Im shkura tfilasti b'fi," I know it's mekubel. What's the similar? The Naomi Melech says this: if you see that after davening you're besimcha, you know your davening was niskal. That's the pattern pasuk. Simcha leish b'mayne losh. Davening brings good davening. Davening with kavona brings a person to simcha. Why is that? There's many reasons, but on a very simple, basic, fundamental, elementary level, I saw a vort this week from Ramoth Zilber, which it's so simple, it's so obvious, but it struck me as very, very important. You look in the world, you see there's a battle going on between forces of Kedusha and the forces of Tumah. Kedusha is slapping you one direction, the Sitra Achra, the Klippa, is slapping you elsewhere. So the Pashtus you learn, superficially, one side is schlepping you to holy things, to become a tzaddik, and the other side is schlepping you to live a life of a chadash life. It's a much deeper battle. It's a battle of perspective, of Weltanschauung, of how you look at the world. Your mabat, how do you view life? We spoke last week about Paroi being the personification of the Nochash HaKadmoni. As the Pasuk says in Haftarah, the Nochash HaKadmoni, we said last week, is the personification of Lashon Hora. Where was the Lashon Hora? Against whom did he speak Lashon Hora? The Eibush. What do you say? The Eibush had told you, don't eat from the forbidden fruit from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, right? You know why he said so? So Chazal say, what happened? The Nochash HaKadmoni says, you know how the Eibishter created the world. He took from that fruit. He had a bite. So all his became from the Yoyde E Toivora. And therefore we have a principle that every professional, every craftsman is jealous of people in the same geschäft, right? The same business, right? And therefore the Eibishter Zhalavit, he doesn't forgive you. They should also have him become a creator, a god, a deity. So how does the Nochash look at the Eibishter? He knows there's an Eibishter. He agrees the Eibishter created the world, right? But the Eibishter is a tzar ayin. He doesn't want to share with man. He doesn't want the welfare. He's not a benevolent, kind Eibishter. He's a tzar ayin. Hello? That's why, says the Rambam, when Chazal said to go on Erech in various places that Lashon Hara is Shokol, can I get Avoy Dezor, Rekil Reis, Shukos Dom. It's not mitzad the repercussions, the consequence of the Aveira, vis-a-vis, how will that affect on the other person? Although it's pshat is when a person speaks Lashon Hara, he has the Veltar, I don't know what the word is, the perspective of the Nochash. You're looking at you're a shlechti, you're a tzara'in, you can't forgive the other person. You're jealous of the other person. So you're a pessimist. You see the world in black, dreary colors. That's the way you look at the Eibishter, that's the way you look at kolos hamatzav of the oilam, state of the world. That's the way you look at your neighbor and your chaver and whatever. Right? The opposite of that is what? That a person looks at Kedusha and it's a kishmaka world. Out of my time, I've said here, one of my favorite, I always kochen this, the Rapshitzer, who was the Admur HaKochem, the Devri Chaim called him, wie zis, wie geschmack, wie lichtig is the Welt for divas liginishnir. The world is a beautiful, lichtig, it's a luminous, radiant, geschmacka world, if you don't run after it. If you run after Welt, then it's bitter and dark and dreary. That's the way the world is. There's so much good in the world. There's so much. Sometimes we're oversensitive. I just was speaking to my son just two nights ago. He donated a kidney to a woman. You know what? So the nurse in the hospital in Cornell University, Choshua Hospital, one of the best hospitals, they had the top 1% surgeon in the world, in the United States, in the world. The nurse says to him, "Is it some kind of law by religious Orthodox Jews that you give donating kidneys? Because the amount of donation that come from Yidden is not rich to like 0.00% of the population, and like 20%, 30% of the people giving. They complete the chesed that goes on in the world is mavil, like just the goodness in the world." Therefore, when you're Talmud of the Nochash HaKadmoini, so what, you get cursed, and what is your curse? What was Chava given a curse? Harba arba etzvoinech veheroinech be'etzev teil dibon. You're bringing an Hashem into the world. What could be greater than being a mother giving birth to a child? How do you give birth to the child? Your atzvusdik, your misery and pain. B'zei asapecha techalechem. What did the Pasuk say? I'm missing some words here, right? You're going to eat your bread with itself. You're depressed. You're sad. Nachash, what does the Nachash eat? Offer. What do you know about offer? Chaim Vital said at the beginning of Tanya, the klippa of offer from the 4 years Seudis is the Seud of Atzlus and Atzlus. You're depressed, you're melancholy, you're dejected, life is bad. Therefore you're ba'atzlus. Once you're ba'atzlus, you also become atzlus. And you become lazy, you can't move, you're like heavy. Eh? Which that is the clip of Zulti Mitzrayim also. Therefore the whole yontif of Pesach is done to chipozim, gevaldig gezridus, as we've discussed in previous years. Therefore, tefillah, if a person davens, right, to know there's an Eibishter, I'm not alone in this world, whatever the matzav is, I can get out of it. Tefillah brings a person simcha. You follow the nochosh, it's a rat race, and as I always tell my people in my shul, even if you win the rat race, you still remain a rat, right? Right? Asher Alkin, it's bitter, it's finster, what's life about? And what happened to the Nochash? What gufa was his klala? You're going to eat dirt. To which everybody asks, Mela, did anyone ever interviewed the Nochash? The Nochash doesn't like sushi, doesn't like pizza, doesn't like chvezeshwat steak. So everyone asks, Faker, if you're a Nochash, you got it made. You got to go to work 9 to 5. You have a bank manager. You got a shvigar. You got your wife screaming at you, right? Everywhere he goes, he got his meals ready made. Said the Rebbe Rabbeinu Shishka, it's a faket. The Gemara says in Brachos Tafim Zayin, Haroya Nochash Bechaloim, you dream of a Nochash, you're ready made. Hello? Uncle Fred will leave you $20 million in the bank. Marash. That's a simon of a Nochash. So why is it a kol? It's a bracha. Everywhere in the world, it's one commodity you get all over the world, not offer. Nervos, it's. The famous Gemara in Yuma says that Talmidim asked Rav Shirmei Yochoi, why did the Eibishter send the mon dvar yoim biyoimi? Send it once a year, put it in your bank account, and every day take a withdrawal. Moshal the Melech, who had a son, who he loved, right? If he gives him once a year his allowance for the year, he sees him once a year he's mekabel pneuv. You give him every day, you can be sure every day he'll be at your doorstep, good morning father, I'll give you breakfast together. So the Eibishter loves. Why? He asked a simple question. Every other Baal Chai in the world, it doesn't have great problems with Parnos. I think the Mishnah says at the end of Kiddushin, whatever, yeah? No one got resources. They don't have garments to buy. All their needs. Man is the weakest, is brilliant. There's so many things necessary in this world. The cats and man, it's a geschmack of life, no? Someone who I don't like, I have a kid who's a shaita, right? Nadach, get lost, beat his gram, and I'll see you next year, right? Someone who you love, you want to have a shaykh, tefillah milosh neschabes. So the Eibishter, we said, the kipirish hayadua, the chum soifer, and parshas ekev, boirei nefashes rabbis, the chesreinim. We give hodor to the Eibishter, not only for what he gives us, but the fact that we're lacking these things, and we have to come on to the Rabbeinu Shel and Davni, and therefore we establish a relationship with the Eibishter. That's also something to thank him for. And that's pshat, by the way. You remember the pasuk when the Yidden were krechsing, that we're going nafshenu kotza belechem akloikil, right? We have no bread, no food, no water, and all we got is this mon. So what does the Eibishter do? What is the punishment? He sends the choshen masrof, vayenashku, they bite. So what does Moshe do? He takes asay lechosorof v'sinu asay al neis, and you loshen nefel loshen. Rashi says, you look at the nochash and the choishes v'chad. What's going on here? How could you nafshenu kotsa belechem akloikul? Right? The man had any time you wanted in the world. What, every day you could change the menu. Hello? There's many, many. And why was the oynish through nechashim? V'hoyo. V'hoyo loshen simcha. That if v'hoyo, that the nochash bites you. What's the simcha getting bitten? Hello? Answers the Vina Rav Zogazun said, a meritic of it. It's a from his uncle, from the Beis Halachmi, the Katman Rav. It's a meritic of it. What, again, what is the klala of the Nochash? Beat it, scram, says the Abishar, I don't want to know you. Here's your Tzrochim. Everywhere you go, you have your offer. Leave me alone. What about Reis Mishav? Right? The people had no problem with the taste of the mon. But the fact that I got a stindika only bepesach every day, asking the Eibishter again and again and again, that I don't want. So therefore, their taina was mamish like the nochash hakadmoini, right? I want a UDI, unilateral deregulation of dependence. I can't stand this reality, right? Therefore, the Gemara actually says, Gemara Baba Kama, after 7 years, the shedra of a person turns into a nochash. V'hanim milid wendel if you're not kareya b'muid. What do we say in Moedim? Before that, what do you say in Moedim? We give Huido that on the Kivu that he has come onto the Abishar on the Sechaj of Alimimonu, on the Sechaj of Al Ace, Erev of Oikir, Vitzoroyim, right? That he constantly acknowledges his gratitude and his need for the Abishar who beholds every schnitt and trit, right? Every shal and sad, the Abishar's mefarnes, he gives all the way, crossing the street, and it's everything you do in life, in it's Yatta the Shmaya, right? That itself is that we have needs. The chesreinam itself brings it closer. Therefore, you were kotza. You were punished by the nochash. Now the same nochash on the choishes comes, and you learned that lesson. So now v'hoya, you realize that not only the good times, but even when I was bitten, it's also a simcha. It's also a reason. Everything the Eibishter have atoiv lehated, and it's for a reason to give me this chikl musr. And musr is gematria dvash, as they always say. And therefore, you learn the lesson of the nachash. Then v'chol, you're able to live. So I see that the whole inyan of the nachash is what the original nachash, nachash kedmoini, was to be independent from the Eibishter, kafnish onkum. It's for him to say the sin of the nachash and chava. Why the Gemara says in Erev, the other mishnah is a min. The Eibishter in heaven, but this world I'm gonna do it for myself. I'm independent from the Eibishter. Who, in terms of geography, who is the personification of the nachash? Parit. What do you know about Mitzrayim? Parit Ekev. Yeah. The Gemara says the land, the pasuk says, the land I'm bringing you to is not like the Gan Yorok of just, you know, you sow, Gemara. The land you're going to Eretz Yisrael is a land that the Motra Shamayim Tishtamayim. Here you have to come on to the Eibishter. V'hoyim Shamoya Tishmu, then I'll be Vatim Matarat's going to be eating. And V'satim Avadatem Faker Rachman al Islam is V'otzer of Shamayim. Here is not automatic. Here you have an ongoing, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute relationship with the Eibishter. You got to ask for something. Right? That's what Parai never had. Parai is the nochosh, which is the antithesis of tefillah. By the way, you see by the Tzvardeya, I haven't begun this year, by Tzvardeya, the pasuk says, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem al dvar. What al dvar? That's what I did. So the Mar Veshomer says a Moshe to Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chof that the Tzvardeya sing shiris with the Shbochos to the Eibush every day. The whole Maaseh called the Rebbe. I got nothing coming good, right? If every day they think shiris with the Shbochos, when now, as the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel, they're going to be Moisir Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. There's zikr singing shir. Pari could handle everything. He can't handle tefillah. That he picks up, his eardrums pick up that the Tzvardeya are croaking with their shiras with the Shbachas to the Abishur, and he's the opposite. He's like Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is not soivel tefillah. Therefore, when it comes to serious davening, Moshe betzeis him, and he has to leave Mitzrayim. Right? The opposite of these places. Right? Therefore, I understand a word that the vision of Rebbe, David Israel, brings. Shvat Shoivavim is Gimatri Eretz Mitzrayim. It's Mamish Shvat is Pischim Peh, Shoivavim is Kedushas Adibur, Mamish Dezelu Umazeh of Eretz Mitzrayim, which is a land which doesn't need tefillah and doesn't. It's antithetical to the concept of tefillah. By the way, just Derek Agav, before I begin, remember there's a post from last week's parashah, Vayomer Elov Mazeh Biyotcho. The Abish has to mention, what's this in your hand? Vayomer Mat. Says the Shikavir Dayan, Vayomer Elov Hashem, Mazeh Biyotcho, Vayomer Mat, is Gimatria 729. No, any rings, any bells? Krasotten. Hello? What is Krasotten? That's the name the Arizal says that Yitzias Mitzrayim, how did the Abish, was done through the name Krasotten. Hello? As I've said 100,000 times. Therefore, when we celebrate Pesach, we have three basic ingredients. Pesach, matzah, and mor, which is Gematria 729. Cross up. Hello? Which is part of the Chum Sofer in this week's parasha. V'eirel Avram Yitzchak Yankov bekel shaka, yushmi avaya, lo yinodati lehem. What's the Gematria of Avram Yitzchak Yankov? Rabbi Shtenbruch, where do you want to need it? 638. Plus Havaya Adnai, which is the way Hashem's name is written and spent, 91. How much is 638 plus 91?
729.
729, which is Krasotten. So since the Abish wasn't Megal Hashem Havaya to the Ovis, there was no Krasotten. Now there's going to be Krasotten. What is, I go on and on and on. What is Krasotten? Where do you know Krasotten from? Not because you remember last time I gave this year and I said, I still got 1,000 Gimachas of Krasotten. No? Oh, Krasotten is an acrostic of the words. Next, new Kabel, what? Rinas amcho sagveinu tareinu neiru. Dafka, the koyach of tefillah. The koyach of tefillah, therefore, destroys Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is the nochash, the tanan ha-godol ha-ribis lechayor, which is the opposite of tefillah. Now we can begin this year with this akdom. Okay. In davening, we say in davening, Sukim, we speak about oisisu moifsim ba'adnos penichom. Right? Where did these? What is the meaning of these two expressions, oisisu moifsim? You may remember if you ever say tilim shavu zavor, you're supposed to say hold tilim before davening. Kapitel ayin ches, David HaMelech lists. You know how the ingratitude, how the forgetfulness of Kal Yisrael, all the miracles the Abishim made for us, right? And he goes through the miracles of the Makkas. That's one issue. Here's the wrong word. He leaves three of them out. Which ones? He leaves Bora, Chin, and Chushech out. Hello? The time, boy. Yeah? And here is a pasuk. Asher Som ben Mitzrayim Oysoysov, Umoysa Bestetsoy. What's the difference between an Ois and a Moifus? Why is one for the Egyptians and one is in the area of Oysoysoy? Says the Malbim Amayri to Gevort. Remember that the yisoid of this Malbim is an Abar Vanil. Whatever. The Amayri to Gevort. Everyone remembers the Hagod Lishol Pesach. We list the 10 plagues. And whatever. Tip your wine out, whatever. Yeah? Then comes the most profound statement. Rabbi Yehuda Oyemer. Rabbi Yehuda Oyemer Simonim. The Tzach. Adash. Bacha. Can anyone explain what in the world is Rabbi Yehuda doing? Where is the genius? And my little 3-year-old child can figure out that the Rosh Tevis of the Mak is the Sachadash Bachar. There's like a gazillion different ain't soft perushim to what Yehuda is trying to do. A simple pshat, it's part of Avar Vinel, but no classical commentators. The Malbim is Mayrich. Putting aside Makkas Bechorus, the ikar of the first 9 Makkas is to Shmeis Egypt, to teach him a lesson. Makkos Bechoiris is the key that lets us out of Mitzrayim. Fine. But over the first 9 Makkos, there are 3 categories. I'm not going through this now because there's no time. There are 3 Yesoides in Yiddishkeit that the Makkos are talking. 3 categories. One is the existence, the Mitzias of Rabbi Yishol. The second is the Hashkocha of the Eibishter. And the third is the ability of the Eibishter to transcend all laws of nature. And these are the 3 categories of the Tzach, Adash, Bacha. In each category, you find a fascinating thing. In the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is told by the Eibishter, by the first 2, you have to give Hasro. You don't find Hasro not by Bara, not by, what do you call it again? Not by Kinim, not by Shechin, and not by Chleshach. It just happens. When you had to give Hasra, also a difference. In the first of each set, Moshe comes in the morning to give the Musr, to give the Hasra, to give the Azhara, to Pari, privately. On the Ur, etc., when he's doing his whatever. Right? The second Makkah is done in the afternoon, when the cabinet, the Chatumim, the Stagnita, everyone's sitting there, and there he gives them a Tatan Satnai in front of everybody. The third one, there's no Azhara. Repeat, the cycle repeats itself 3 times. Why? Says the Malbim, so Allah Torah in the Malbim, Tillim, because each one, we have a principle, Al Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dover. So in each subset, you want to prove there's an Eibishter. One Azhara. First, privately, because it's called Malchus. You don't take it in, then I'm going to what? Publicly. You don't take it in after 2 times the Shnayim Edim, I'm not even going to warn you. It's gonna, just going to smite you, going to hack you. Therefore, in Tillim, when we're trying to learn the lesson, we don't care about the 3 Makkos that just claps. We care about the lesson. That's the ikar of the first 2 Makkos in each set. Therefore, we leave out the Kinim, Shchin, and Bor. Hello? Kinim, Shchin, and Chosh. By the way, the Hagos Maimonis in the Dusach of Hagod, the brings in one of the Bali priests to revolve. Take a piece of paper, write Kinim, Chof, Nun, Mem. Write Shchin, Shin, Ches, Nun. Write Chosh, Ches, Shin, Chof. Read it down each way. You get all the. Why? Because these 3 Makkos never went away. Because Mela, the first 2, it teaches you a lesson. It was there for us, the Moshe Leman de Omer. 1 month, 1 week, a month, every month, and then it disappeared. You learned the lesson. You didn't learn the lesson Vaitik before. The last Makkah with the purpose of that Makkah is not there for pedagogical learning. It's there, what? Just to hack. So why should it go away? No, the Iker in the first one was what was Kingdom. The second one was Shin. But together with the Shin was Chosh, all the 3 Makkos in the third part of the subset was still there. Right? So each Makkah taught you a lesson about there's an Eibishter, and ultimately the famous Ramban and Yeruchim and Daf Chachma Musa Barichas, I'm saying now is a word from the Sefer Pardes Sodeh from Schlesinger, Monzi, Mary Digavort. When Moshe asked the Eibishter, Mashmecha, they weren't asking the Eibishter's calling card for where do I put him in his Rolodex under Eibishter? Like, well, you know, what's your name? It's not just sakranut, you know, I'm a curious person. I want to see what is the lesson, what can I derive in the amunend of the Metzias Hashem and the Hashkocha of the Eibishter and the infinite power of the Eibishter to transcend all boundaries of nature, right? Says the Eibishter, Eka Asher Eka. Says the Ramban, that wherever a Yid is, there's an Eibishter whom you could call, Lomika Hashem Lekeinu B'chol Kareinu Elof. Right? And even and therefore the Eibishter could do things which are awesome. Dam. A Jew and an Egyptian are drinking out of the same whatever. For one, it's blood, and the other, it's what? It's not that there was a Bechitza somewhere, it's a magical, mystical. The same, it doesn't make sense. If you made a film in Hollywood depicting the 10 plagues, even special effects can't do it. Choshech. What's choshech to the Mitzrayim is oyer to the. How do you visualize? I don't know. Is the Chalayish that the Eibishter is Nimna Hanenois, and his whole. And that's a that what a person could what call on the Eibusher to do. And therefore, interesting, in some of the Makkos, not only does Moshe Rabbeinu pray that the Makkah should happen, he prays to get rid of the Makkah. Hello? The Rabbeinu Pshischa asked normally, if Moshe is a shliach of the Eibusher, on behalf of Knesset Yisrael, right, to bring the Makkos, which are on the enemies, which every Makkah, as we all know, is Negeifu Rafai, is a bracha to Eden, why is the same Moshe used as the messenger, the shliach, to get rid of it from the Egyptians? Said, yeah, hello, David should get rid of it. Why do you need Moshe to daven for it? Says the Rebbe Rabinim, right? Because Zeh Hashar L'Hashem Tzadikim, what the Eibishter wanted is to establish a precedent that if you have a Makkah, how do you get rid of the Makkah? Through the Kuyach of Tzadik Guzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And if it works even vis-a-vis the rotten, evil Egyptians, Allah has kama v'kama, future history is going to be used by tzaddikim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Right? Und nicht nur das, Rav Schlesinger adds another word, take tzfardeya. Hello? Moshe Rabbeinu prays this day, and he says to Pari, his Pari, when should I get rid of these tzfardim? Tzfardim. You know, any normal person, you're dying, you're plotting, you're going out of your mind, you're climbing a wall, right? Why do you say Lamacha? Why not now? So the Ben Ezra says, because Pari made a cheshbon, and he thought there's a natural, I'll be a stagninus, I'll be whatever, you know, kechav mazolus, the tzfardeya had to come, and today the tzfardeya had to leave. So if Moshe Rabbeinu prays, right, that would be a natural thing according to his cheshbonus. He's willing to suffer an extra day of the croaking and hacking clapping. Abi Moshe doesn't get the. So you know what Moshe Rabbeinu says? Gevaldik, no problem. I'm going to do it lemocher. So I'm going to daven today and book an appointment tomorrow. That tomorrow the Eibishter is going to get rid of the Sardaya. And rak by your oyer tisha'arno. And this should be vishud, they'll create a terrible stench, right? Because I'm going to show you that I have the power of davening. Not only to happen in advance, not now, not immediate, but the tznoyim of how it goes, v'chulu v'chulu. To teach Pari, and ultimately more important, everything happens to Pari, is a lesson we call Yisrael, the koyach of tefillah. And therefore when Moshe said last week, he's kvad peh, kvad loshen. This week he adds, he's not raus v'sayim, a different loshen. Says, I can't daven. It's v'sayim, it's v'sayim, it's I can't daven. So every time there is a makkah, brings us as emes b'shem d'chdusharim, every time there's another makkah, how many makkahs are there in total? Why 10? Because Chazal say there are 10 l'shoynis of tefillah. Not just 10 synonyms in a theosaurus of Lashon HaKodesh, right? So pshat is there are 10 different methods and purposes and amkus in tefillah, and every time there was another makkah, another shar of a different type of tefillah was, let's say, Yispalmoy al divar hatzvardim. Vayitzach Moshe al divar hatzvardim. How was Moshe able to scream, which is gevalt? Because the tzvardeya opened up another, right? So the point is, all of Geula came because of what? As a prelude to tefillah. Now you begin to understand that there's a lot of nafkah means of income, the concept that Chazal say, you have a smichus Geula l'tefillah. We're soimech the geula, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim to tefillah, because both in the past when Yidden and Bizman Hazeh are taken our rals for sayim, find it so difficult to we have to pray up Eibishter Hashem supposed to tiftach ufi yagetil asecha. We have whatever matziv we are, we have this koyach. So a Yid is sitting in davening. Who comes to stop him from davening? This is not my own pshat. The tikkun is oyu. The nochsh. Nachash stroke Pari comes and he bites you. How does he bite you? Suddenly you're thinking about what the marketplace, the Rabbi Shir, the whatever. The most gewaltige different terror come to your mind. Have a whole shul of masmid. People who can sit there for hours wasting away their life. Punk the 3 minutes. Right? Fairlich. A zilzul not only in tefillah, a zilzul in Torah. You're making Torah to a science. You enjoy learning. The bit of Chol Hashanah you're learning. Shukran said you don't learn. Listen, answer Ami. Hello. So the Nakuda is that that this parsha Vo'era is Gimatria Yitzchok. Hello. Which Yitzchok is the Koyach of Tfila, the Akeda, Avoida. The opposite of Paroi, the Nochosh, you clap him. So the Nochosh comes to bite you with his Machshav Azoris. Right? Ashtikl Rabbarach Berach, if Eger is also Machshav Azoris in the middle of Davni. Right? What do you do? You could get very, very depressed, and you could say, well, davening ain't for me, and I'm not a barhochi. Davening is for everybody. I have no time to do a beautiful word in Berach Mishra, whatever. You remember there's a pasuk which says, Bayoina, Vayikra Lev Rava Chuyvel, Vayomele Malucho Nirdom, Kum Kravali Kravali Kecho. So the Al Shech HaKodesh says, what's trapped over there? A person who has hope, and you're in a tzara, what do you do? What do you do when you're in a tzara? You're in a tzara tzura, you're in a critical condition. You can't sleep, you're a nervous wreck. If you go to Yarkas Yasvina Vayishka Ve'erod, you've thrown up your hands apathetically, it's all over. Says the Rav Achuyvel Yidla, Vos Shlostu, you still have the opportunity, Kum Kral Alikecha, Ula Yishasei Salikim V'leinavid. So a person could sometimes say, he fits it into the beautiful, first person sometimes say, tefillah is not for me. I'm not such a spiritual, holy person. The pasuk says that the rupture says this, Gama Nisha Matias Nakas Bnei Yisrael Shavai. Nakar, he says, Zohar HaKodesh says in Medrash, in Echarab, in the Psichta, is a tefillah in the heart. You can't even articulate. I can't even put things in words. Right? What happened? And that's the lesson of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What happened in the Chodesh? Eila Hadvorim Asher Diber, which is Gematria 1004, which is Gematria. How many types of tefillah? I discussed it many times. How many types of tefillah there are? Tefillah LeMoshe, tefillah LeOni, and tefillah LeDavid. Eila Hadvorim Asher Diber Moshe is Gematria tefillah Moshe David Oni. That's why when you daven by the Omud Ayin Mem Dalid, which is Rosh Tevis. Ani Moshe David. That's why you say in the piyut by the night of Kol Nidre. What do you say? Koyli Shma Urei Dema Eni. Dema is also Rosh Tevis David Moshe Ani. Of all these lashonis of tefillah, which is the most chashuv? Ani. A person's tefillah Ani. It's the Eshkein is Daka. I don't know how to daven. I say Eibish Dura Hashem Svos Tiftach. I don't know how to daven. It's Nakas Bnei Yisrael. I don't begin to open my mouth. And you ask for Siyat HaShemayah to be able to daven. There's nothing, there's no tefillah which is more hard. So even in a Dar Oni, in a Pnei al Tefillah Sa'ar, in the lowest of generations, there's still a concept of davening which is so chashuv. Dafka because of where we are. And that's the message. Oh, I want to say one more thing. I never say my own gematrias, but I was like glaring to me. You know, Paroi is called the Nochosh. Yeah, we discussed, yeah? Which is Medrash this week's parsha, and this Nachash which bites you to give his eres ben shino because he doesn't want to daven. That's the eres of not being able to articulate. Another name for Mitzrayim is Rahav, the Sarshal Yam, the Sarshal Mitzrayim, whatever. Numerous psukim. You remember Rashi brings this at the end of parsha's Vayeshev, if I'm not mistaken. What did the pasuk say in Tilim? Asher ish asher. Right? Who is this? Rav the Mitzrayim. Arrogant people, strong people. Mitzrayim is called Rohov. So apparently the Geshka, the deity, one of the deities, which the Egyptians, was a serpent, a nochosh of the sea, like the Tanin, whose name was Rohov. And that became their mythological Geshka, the Mefarshim say, Medrash, right? They've called Rohov. And I can go on and on about Rohov. It's all Psukim and Tilim and Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, etc., etc. So I just when I saw this message, it just hit me. Rohov is Gematria 207. Hello? What is this week's parasha of Eira? Gematria Yitzchok? Gematria Nachamu? 208. When a Yid has the Koyach of Yitzchok, of Tfilah, that was goyalos in the past, and that will lead us to 208 va'era, which is eight times shema vayu, which is Pinchas, Gimakshe Pinchas, Elio, will lead us also to the Nachum Nachum. Thank you.